On the last day of Saturday of every April, people around the world celebrate World Tai Chi Day. The event, which started in 1999, celebrates the ancient Chinese martial art. Michiganders will join in on the festivities this weekend. Bob Teachout is the founder of Full Circle Tai Chi. He also conducts workshops throughout the state. He joined me in the studio to share some more about this Saturday's event and explain the principles of Tai Chi.
So the beginning is posture. We pay particular attention to posture. Tai Chi gets a lot of credit for improving our sense of awareness of balance and improving balance in a lot of cases. And part of that comes from posture. The second principle is relaxation, that as we go through the exercise, that we maintain relaxation throughout the body. Awareness of the breath. Our average 16 breaths per minute during Tai Chi practice will slow down to 8 or maybe 10 breaths per minute. So that's the third principle. And then the motion. In motion, we are slow, continuous, circular. It's a very fluid kind of action.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth principle is awareness or attention. You know, and so here I make the comparison to cardiovascular exercises that we do here in the West, where attention isn't generally part of the governing principles. You know, we can have a conversation, we can watch a television monitor, we can read, we can do any number of things while we do our exercise. In Tai Chi, one of the governing principles is that we pay attention, that it becomes an exercise of the mind, and that's where the meditation aspect of Tai Chi comes in.
Qigong is another phrase that's associated with Tai Chi. What is Qigong and how are they related?
Here, the comparison that I like to make is to mention cardiovascular exercise. When we think of cardiovascular exercise in the West or anywhere in the world, that's a vast umbrella that includes literally hundreds of exercises, right, that raise the pulse and bring on some sweat. In China, Qigong is that umbrella. Qigong is governed by those principles that we just talked about of posture, relaxation, awareness of the breath, and so on. And Tai Chi is a Qigong exercise, probably the most complex one, in that it series of motions rather than individual motions.
We're standing up for this part of the interview, so you can walk me through a basic Tai Chi posture or two. What
Sure.
can you show me?
Sure. So we start out with posture, and here we have the feet hip to shoulder width apart. The knees are soft, which not to squat, but just so there's a little bit of cushion in that
Sure.
stance,
okay.
right? And then, without getting too elaborate, the rest of the posture is a natural posture. We want to stand up straight but relaxed, shoulders obviously on top of the hips, the head in a relatively neutral position, being aware that we're not looking down or looking up. And so that's our posture. So we become aware that all the parts of the body are stacked up, right? We have this feeling of equilibrium. As we stand here, we can feel the distribution of weight across the span of the foot. We can feel equal amount of weight.
Is this like alignment?
Yeah.
Are we aligned?
Very much. You're getting in alignment with the earth, right? And then for motions, let's just start out with the opening movement from many traditional forms, and that is just that we have the hands and the arms lifting up in front of us, gently extended. They lift up to about shoulder height, and then the hands draw in. The elbows are coming down, and then we press down. So you stay relaxed, and you feel that as a circle. And we can also do it with the breath. So we breathe in as the hands are coming up, drawing in, the elbows going down, and pressing down.
Okay. Typically, that's the beginning posture?
Right. And it also is the last time until the end of a Tai Chi form that we have our weight equally distributed across the feet. throughout the rest of the form, we're taking steps and we're shifting the weight back and forth from one foot to another while the entire time maintaining that attention to our balance and to our posture, that we stay upright, that we not lean into our forward steps, lean away from our backward steps.
Why did you decide to become a teacher?
I practiced for a long time. I was largely self-taught until about 10 or 12 years ago, I guess it was. And I had gotten to a point where I was a pretty serious student. I was practicing literally every day. I was reading books. I was watching video. So I considered myself a good student. And then after several years, you know, maybe 8 or 10 years maybe of everyday practice, somewhere the thought came in that, you know, I would maybe like to teach this. But I had no clue how I would go about doing that because it was a very insular world for me. I practiced by myself. As I said, I was largely self-taught. But I subscribed to a magazine, Tai Chi Magazine. It's the most widely distributed international magazine on the art in the world.
Okay.
And I had been subscribing to it for a very long time. And one time I'm reading a new issue. This was in 2000. And there was a little ad for an Australian doctor that was going to be coming to Lansing to teach a Tai Chi form that he had developed called Tai Chi for Arthritis. And he would spend a weekend with you and you'd get a little certificate and you get his endorsement to start teaching his Tai Chi form. And I knew instantly that that was my inroad.
Okay.
That was where I was going to, how I was going to set it in motion. And that's just the way it worked.
Besides arthritis, what are the other health benefits to practicing Tai Chi?
The studies are ongoing, so the list continues to grow. One of the things that World Tai Chi and Qigong Day does through a weekly newsletter is keeps us up to date on research. And there are research studies going on and completed for Tai Chi for MS, for Parkinson's disease, for high blood pressure, for heart disease, for just balance and equilibrium issues. It spans an incredibly large scope of the things that we suffer from nowadays. And really the reason for that is pretty simple in my view of it. And that's because Tai Chi stimulates circulation, it stimulates respiration, it manipulates all the joints in the body, the ligaments, the tendons, the muscles, gentle massages of the internal organs through the variety of movements that we have. And as a meditative art, because it's exercising our muscle of attention, it's also reducing the stress in our lives. So when you think about improving respiration, circulation, and reducing stress, there is a formula for health.
We're talking with Bob Teachout, founder of Full Circle Tai Chi in Lansing, about World Tai Chi Day, which is being marked this Saturday in Patriarch Park in East Lansing. This event goes back in time a ways?
Yeah, it started in 1998 in Kansas City. A gentleman named Bill Douglas held his Tai Chi Club, the Kansas City Tai Chi Club, held a public event in a prominent place, and apparently promoted it pretty well because there was a couple of hundred people there. And he also got the interest of CNN Headline News, and they covered the event. His original intention wasn't to make this an international event. He just wanted to do this thing for his community, a large community, but for his community. But because of the CNN coverage, a lot of interest was generated very quickly, and then that seeded the idea that maybe that this could be an international event. And now, this year, there are 80 nations represented, hundreds of cities in all around the world, in Australia, Asia, Africa, all over the United States.
How long has there been an event here in Lansing?
This is the fourth official event here in Lansing.
The event is a collaboration between you and other teachers. What's happening at the gathering?
We have 2 hours basically of instruction and demonstration, primarily instruction, although there will be some demonstration. My partner in planning and organizing, a woman named Jan Nestel, who was a student of mine for almost 10 years, and then for the last 5 years has been teaching herself and has gone on to become quite a popular teacher. She and I plan it and organize the event, and then we each teach a small section of it. So along with Jan and myself in organizing the event, we also have two other teachers that bring their own teachings. And one is Tim Bernath Playstead, who's been practicing for 40 years, teaching for 25 years, most of it in the Lansing area for creative wellness. And the other person, Belinda Thurston. Belinda established the donation-based Just Be Yoga Studio and runs that full-time now, but she teaches classes in yoga and Tai Chi. And Belinda has also won gold medals in national competition in push hands, which is two-person Tai Chi. So those are the other two teachers that are going to be helping Jan and I. The idea is that each of us brings something a little bit different from that palette of exercises because it's vast. When we think about Tai Chi and Qigong, there's just this huge, huge palette of exercises that we can draw from. So the idea is to expose people to a lot of different practices within, and maybe they'll find a little niche for themselves. Maybe they'll approach one of us after class and say, you know, I think I'd really like to check out one of your classes.
Bob Teachout is a founder of Full Circle Tai Chi in Lansing. He teaches weekly classes in Lansing and conducts workshops around Michigan. And he is also an organizer of World Tai Chi Day this Saturday in Patriarch Park in East Lansing. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.